broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips, live and or on demand. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, we tell the tale of liberty. On the Sabbath, we rest. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. This is hour two of two. This is the broadcast for December the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips. And Brian Rust of RustCoinAndGift.com on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Brian and his family have been helping people understand and get involved in precious metals for literally 50-plus years. RustCoinAndGift.com, welcome back, my friend, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sam. Same to you and your family, and great segue with the music. I really enjoy that.
Well, thank you, sir. We've been playing Christmas music for our music in all of our segments the whole week long, buddy. It's a fantastic on your radio Christmas bonanza, sir.
Amen. I like it.
All right. What do we got with gold and silver, speaking of Christmas time?
Gold today is at 1808.60.
Wow. It hasn't been 18 for a long time, right?
Yeah, we bounced back up over 18. Back here up 30 bucks from last week.
So it's 1808.60.
Yes.
Wow. Silver.
2290.
And is that up or where's that? That hasn't
changed
much, huh?
Yeah, it's up, what are we up? Probably 70, 80 cents from last week. So it's kind of hovering right there. But, you know, realistically.
2290.
Yeah, realistically though, our metals are still depressed. I mean, they, you know, still manipulated. I mean, silver ought to be $50 in my opinion, at least. So, you know, it's just crazy that it's
not. In my opinion, Brian, and forgive my disagreement
right
here. My opinion, silver 1 ounce should be a dollar, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Good point.
but I know what you're saying. You're saying the real value compared to the fiat currency should be more like 50 to 1. And I think you're factual on that reality. I'm just saying that really the truth is if we didn't manipulate our money, if we didn't manipulate the metals, because we're manipulating really both sides of this discussion, but it really should be, hey, a silver eagle, 1 ounce round, if you basically worth a dollar. A gold piece should be worth, what, 20 bucks? You know, that's kind of how the old days were, and that's how it really was for thousands of years until we've manipulated.
Yeah, good point.
But in goods and services, it still holds true. Merry Christmas. If you have an ounce of gold, you can still buy, what, 300 loaves of bread or a nice, fancy, tailored suit just like you could in Moses' time. You can do that right now even, huh?
You can, absolutely. I agree.
$1,800 for gold, you get a nice suit, buddy.
That's right. A suit, and then you could do a lot more with it as well. You buy your suit, and you could still bless the lives of many.
Yeah, you can get yourself a suit and buy your wife a dress and still be doing all right.
That's right. And your neighbor some treats and your the homeless person a loaf of bread or other items. Yeah, yeah, that's right. It goes a long way. Ooh,
you want to know why, folks? Because we're talking about real wealth with Brian Russ now on your radio. That's why, right?
Yeah.
All right, exactly. So what's going on with you guys for Christmas? Do you want to tell anybody anything for Christmas?
Yeah. We'll get together with family and spend time with my 11 grandkids and siblings and neighbors and bless the lives of them and others and try to reach out to also I kind of make my way around and deliver things to people walking down the street or. Yeah, I have a not to pat myself on the back, but I'm next to a bread store here, and Thanksgiving I tend to go over and buy everything off their not everything, but I'll spend I don't need to even mention the amount, but I'll buy a lot of loaves and so on. But I had some interesting as I passed these breads out and stuff along the road before to people that were just out or homeless or whatever. But I made my way into a few places where people were just asleep. In the mornings. And so I just slowly creep in, not to startle anyone, but leave these loaves of breads next to their sleeping area. And just, just blessing lives. I feel good about doing it, helping others. I'm not perfect, but I try to do what I can. And I think it definitely warms my heart and makes me feel good about doing what I can. So I think,
While you're running around buying loaves of bread and sharing them with the needy, and while I'm around doing similar kind of activities and stuff like that, Whacked Out Joe and Crazy Anthony, Tony and Joe, man, they're crazy. They're literally telling you, I know you want to have a bunch of people over at your house, Brian, but you should really disinvite. Is that a word? Or uninvite?
Yeah.
I guess uninvite those who are not vaccinated, Brian. Are you just going to uninvite those people? That's what they're directing you to do, sir.
I know. I'm not. I'm not. I'm just going to hug everybody.
You're not creating a COVID litmus test for Christmas?
I'm not. Sorry.
Well, good for you. Neither am I. This is the deal, though. This guy was the guy that came into the presidency saying, I want to unite. I want everybody to work together. I want everybody. And now this guy's literally saying, uninvite anybody who's not vaccinated to your Christmas gatherings. You're safe if you're vaccinated for Christmas. You can celebrate just fine. If you're not vaxxed, I'm predicting death for you. A turmoil-filled winter. That's what he's literally saying, Brian.
Yeah, it's that same old thing, and I think it goes back. I mean, we can go back here even a year ago or even before that, I guess, where they were kind of preaching some of the same things, and yet the left there was not obeying their own words, I guess. They'd go into, Pelosi was going to get her hair done. She didn't want to wear a mask. She was in there and then got caught, and then she didn't like that. None of those shops should have been open, but she had to have it open. And then they just speak on both sides of their face. And so
they opened for Nancy, sir. And did you hear Nancy got on a United Airlines flight and went across the country not masked? And everybody freaked out and took pictures, and that went viral.
Yeah, why? So it's kind of a double standard. We have to bow to what they want, but they don't. It's like, Obamacare, all the other stuff. I mean, I have to have this insurance and this and this and this and this and tests and all this other. But realistically, they don't have to, or they don't, what was it? Ivermectin and so on that they were preaching, you can't be doing that. And then wasn't there a whole slew of House of Congress and all these people and their families were getting it? And so it seemed like a double standard all the way around.
Well, there you have it. I would really encourage people in the following. I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant, Brian, and then you can respond. But I want to really encourage people. Listen to me, folks. Whether you agree or disagree with the vaccine, whether you want to take it, whether you don't want to take it, whether you think it's safe and effective, whether you think it's bogus, whether you think it's damaging, no matter what you think on vaccines or masks or whatever in the culture war, right, in the opinion war, no matter how you feel about any of that, I'd like you this Christmas to set aside that narrative for a minute. And I'd like you to realize that we're all God's children, male and female, created us. And he created all the different races, but we're still his children. Okay, well, no matter your ethnicity, set that aside too. We're all God's children. And in this Christmas season, it's a time of love. It's a time of service. It's a time of forgiveness. It's a time of hope. It's a time of celebration. It's a time of gratitude, a time of appreciation. And ladies and gentlemen, let's get the fullest out of that we possibly can, no matter who you are. Even if you're Joe Biden or Anthony Fauci and you're peddling this porn of fear and you're doing all the, I still pray they join us in this idea that says, set it all aside for a minute. Focus on the greater things of life. Focus on the greater things that matter more. Focus on what we can do to come together and be civil and make a difference. Focus on how you can bless the lives of those around you. Focus on the Prince of Peace and remember the reason for the season. Okay, this is something that we can all do. And I read stories throughout history, Brian, and I'll end the segment with this and come back from the break straight to you. But you hear stories in war times where even at Christmas time, they set down their weapons and have a ceasefire for Christmas. Can we just cease fire on this for a minute, Tony? Can we just cease fire for a minute on this, Joe? And can we have something greater than us all just for a minute, just for an hour, just for a couple of, just for a weekend, Joe? Come on, baby.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
There's a box in the attic. We take it down each year. Been passed through generations. Lights and souvenirs from the ones who came before us. The reason why we're here, singing all these carols and spreading all this cheer. Don't forget, never lose all the joy that's made for you. So come on, girl, let's sit by the fire. I wanna tell you a story about my mother. How she would give up everything for her daughter's dreams. Yeah, mother's love is evergreen. For all the weight she carries, she ain't tired. I spend my whole life trying to be more like her. So on every Christmas Eve, I thank my family tree. Yeah, mother's love gave us everything. Oh, a mother's love is evergreen.
There were hard times we struggled. She never let me see. Kept food on the table and gifts under the tree.
Now that I'm a little older, it isn't lost on me. The magic of tradition and the memories we keep.
So don't forget.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, never forget the reason for the season. So I'm saying, come on, Joe. Come on, Tony. Can't we just set it aside and have a ceasefire for Christmas, for crying out loud, on these very, very contentious issues. Brian Russ, that's my call for clarity, sir. My call for stability.
Amen. Amen, Sam. Let's pray together. Let's remember things that matter most together. How about more faith, more hope, more love? You know, we don't have to wait for our presidency, and so when we're going to bring this country together, we don't have to wait for them. Let's just let's stand where we are, lift where we stand, and bless the lives of those around us. You know, one other point I wanted to make is the fact of, you know, I don't want to divide. If a person wants to get the shots, great, that's fantastic. But
yeah,
we shouldn't
by all
divide
means.
Ourselves. We shouldn't divide and say, well, you took the shot, you didn't. We're gonna, I mean, let's just come together. I mean, if I get COVID, I get COVID. And I don't take shot, or but regardless, we've got to express more love and call upon our Heavenly Father and the guidelines that He's put in this country to bring our country. It's a great place to be. I love where I'm at, but it, you know, we have a lot of problems, but it's okay. We can work through them, right?
I think we can, and that's kind of my clarion call. You know what? Let's just cease fire for Christmas, everybody. Come on now. You know what? It doesn't matter if we agree or disagree on everything. We can just set it aside, and we can just celebrate the creation of God Almighty, which is each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. Well put.
All right. Now, here's an interesting twist. Again, everything they try to do becomes controversial. Here's the headline. College students say Christian principles, or the idea of Christmas promotes Christian privilege. So now you're not talking about white privilege anymore. You got Christmas promoting Christian privilege, Brian.
Right.
And my response is, well, what is Brian doing with his privilege? He's running around loving, serving,
right,
caring for, ministering to the less privileged. Isn't that what you started out saying you were doing
for
Christmas?
Yeah, yeah. I hope that's not a bad thing.
Well, you know, you got Christian privilege. You're kind of a special there. You're above everybody else. And Brian just trying to run around and be Santa Claus, man.
That's right. That's right. There you go.
But I think about that. How do you even respond to a statement like Christmas promotes Christian privilege? I don't even know how to respond to that effectively, except for I hope I act, I live, I behave publicly and privately in a Christian way. I hope I follow the Prince of Peace so much so that it's evident in all that I do, that I reflect His image in my countenance, if you will. That's kind of what I hope, and if that's a privilege, I hope I can spread the privilege, sir.
You and me both. You know, the opposite of that would be to, I guess, an antichrist and destruction and evil. And I mean, yeah, that's, who wants that? But apparently there's some that are pushing that, I guess, that agenda.
I guess you could do the Robin Hood approach, though, and we could just take your privilege from you.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I mean, it would all be for the good, don't you know, Brian?
Yeah, that's right. There goes Sam's rhodium, isn't it? Isn't they going to take?
Wait, that's Kurt's rhodium. I'm just.
Oh, Kurt.
I
meant Kurt. Sorry, I didn't mean that. Sorry, that's Kurt's rhodium.
By the way, where's rhodium sitting? Speaking of that, is Kurt doing okay?
Well,
for Christmas?
It's pushing the 15,000. So yeah.
Oh, it's way down. It was up at 28 at one point.
Well, it was. It's kind of. Yeah, that's right.
Kurt Crosby limps in at the end of the year with a down portfolio. I'm so sorry if there's a gimp in your rhodium get along, my friend.
Well, he's got that honey, though. That golden honey, you'll help. That'll help comfort. And,
good point. That'll balance it out.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can say at least it'll be sweet.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
That's
localhoneyman.com is Kurt's website if you do want raw honey delivered to your door for Christmas, by the way.
Yeah.
So, Brian, I look at Christmas as just a wonderful time of the year. And I don't know if I have white privilege. I don't know if I have Christian privilege. I don't know about all these divides. And I just know I use it as a time to get to know people around me, a time to really enjoy them. One of the things that we do every Christmas is for the whole month of Christmas, from December 1st to December 31st. So before and after Christmas, even the whole month, every night as a family, we read Christmas stories.
Yeah.
And we read stories about service and love and people doing things for one another and you know, all these different examples. And I mean, there's just so many good ones about how people's hearts turn around. I went and saw Christmas Carol last night about Ebenezer Scrooge and all this kind of stuff. And it just made me go, man, we've got to have a lighter side. We've got to have a way to step back from this ever-ending culture war conflict. I don't know what you want to say, divisionary stuff, and just take a step back and say, even those who may be polar opposite from us, they're still God's children. They still need love. They still want the same things as the rest of us want.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I saw that Christmas Carol as well, you know, and reflect on kind of the attitude and so on and the change. It's always good. And stories, you read these stories that are uplifting and you feel good inside, and it makes you and motivates you to kind of do better and bless the lives of those around you. Maybe we could I remember, what was it, they came out with that We Are the World song. Perhaps we ought to get together and maybe really create some new song or new, I don't know, across the world, and everybody sing it. And you think that would work? We could have it.
Yeah, if you wanted to do well in modern times, it would have to be a rap, though, too. You'd have to have kind of some rap in there.
We'd have to rap. I guess there might be some rapping, I guess, that could go on.
Yeah, you'd be like, celebrating Christmas, I got to missus, right?
Yeah. Well, we try to.
No, because then you'd be talking about marriage. You can't do that.
Oh, I see.
Wow, all right.
Well, we could start somewhere, maybe. You know, maybe we could, yeah. Anyway.
Glad I don't have the cocoa.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You want cocoa, don't you? Cocoa for Christmas? Come on, people.
We'd have hot chocolate on this side, cocoa on the other. Is that what it is?
Wow. Well, or you debate kinds of cocoa, see?
Oh.
By the way, we for Christmas 1 year did a taste test on cocoa to see what was the best taste in a hot chocolate you could find.
Oh.
That was
kind
of one of the things we did for Christmas. It was fun. And,
yeah.
But believe it or not, people chose different choices, Brian.
Oh. Okay.
Me and my wife actually chose a different cocoa. I thought one was better, and she thought a different one was better.
Well, see there.
You know what we did? You know
what
we did about it, don't you?
What's that?
Yeah, nothing. We just smiled.
That's right. That's isn't that great? What a great process.
That's all we did. And you know what? I'll get the kind of cocoa she likes because I love her, and that's okay. I like it too. Look, it's okay, Brian.
Yeah. There was no fighting or arguing about it?
No. No.
Wow.
She just thought I was wrong.
Right, but...
And I thought she was wrong. Well, I didn't think she was wrong. I just think she had the right to her own views. It wasn't really a right or wrong discussion, per se.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Everybody gave each other a hug, and we moved on. Yeah.
That is right. We just said we need to make cocoa again. And we didn't even argue what kind or anything. It's pretty good. I thought it was all right. I thought it was Christmas-esque, personally.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
All right. We sure appreciate you guys. We're flat out of time this segment. We want to wish you and your family, though, a Merry Christmas, sir. Thanks so much for all you do, from passing out loaves of bread to coming on the radio to telling the tale of freedom by the life you live everywhere you go, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam. God bless. Same to feel the same way about you and your family and all those that surround you. So thank
you. Tell your wife Merry Christmas, even if she doesn't like the same kind of hot chocolate as I do.
I'll do it.
No, I don't know if she does or doesn't. I'm just making kind of a fun point to highlight. Guys, we've got to get along. We're bigger than this, folks.
Absolutely. You are correct.
The Prince
God
of
bless,
Peace
Dan.
Is bigger than this, and we can follow him. Thank you, Brian. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust doing a phenomenal job, as always, on your radio. RustCoinandGift.com. You got a friend in the precious metals business. RustCoinandGift.com. I am Sam Bushman. This is Following the Prince of Peace Radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Representative Mary Kay Scanlon, an advocate of defund the police, was carjacked in Philadelphia yesterday afternoon. Five suspects were later arrested in Delaware, according to DSP. The congresswoman was unharmed by the armed carjackers. The mostly partisan January 6th committee on Wednesday asked Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, to meet with the panel to provide information on his communication with former President Trump regarding the occupation on the Capitol. It should be noted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi vetoed Jim Jordan's appointment to the committee.
600 people have been charged. Investigations are supposed to happen in the executive branch. Congress has an oversight function, but Democrats don't want to do that. They don't want to ask the appropriate questions, like why was the security posture so weak that day? Why wasn't the National Guard here? They don't want to ask those questions. Instead, the actions of the January 6th committee, I believe, are a complete assault on Americans' liberty.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen temporal scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The Supreme Court says that it will hold a special session in just over 2 weeks to weigh challenges to two Biden administration policies covering vaccine requirements that affect large companies and health care workers numbering in the millions. SCOTUS announcement Wednesday said that it will hear arguments in the case January 7th. The parents of the suspected Oxford, Michigan high school murderer are speaking up.
An attorney for James and Jennifer Crumbly says they did not anticipate their 15-year-old son, Ethan, would commit violence and are devastated like others in the Oxford, Michigan community. The Crumblys are charged with involuntary manslaughter after prosecutors say they bought the gun for their son he used in the crime and they didn't lock it up. Ethan Crumbly faces numerous charges, including four counts of homicide. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The James Webb Space Telescope is scheduled to launch from French Guiana on South America's northeastern coast Christmas Day. USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman on your radio. Man, I love those segments with Brian Rust. The guy's just fun and cheerful and hardworking and educated, and man, he just makes for great radio, doesn't he? RustQuittingGift.com, ladies and gentlemen. He's that friendly in person as well, and he's that knowledgeable about constitutional currency, or I would call it honest money. Some would call it the precious metals business. Whatever your term for it is, it's a great Christmas present for your loved ones, I'll tell you that right now. All right, so college students are now saying Christmas promotes Christian privilege. And I don't see it that way. I see that Christmas promotes service and love and kindness and giving. And following the Prince of Peace wasn't privileged, was he? Was the Prince of Peace, I think he was kind of a, I don't think he had much in the way of the world, did he? You know, when he was walking the dusty streets of Palestine, I don't think the guy was just running around with, like, Jordan sneakers on or something. I don't think he had his, gold in his mouth and hat turned sideways and all this kind of stuff. I don't think he was, like, hanging with the jewelry, was he? I think he was a pretty simple guy. But he was somebody special. He was the Son of God. Never forget that reality, ladies and gentlemen. Because to the eye, maybe he wasn't something special. But it takes in your heart knowing who he is. It takes in your heart following the principles. Isn't that the reason for the season? It isn't about gifts and about privilege or anything else. Am I privileged because I have a testimony of Christ? I would say probably yes. But the spirit of Christmas is that I help you gain your own witness. That I act as a witness. That I act as a disciple to help you become a follower of Christ too. Isn't that the purpose of Christmas and the reason for the season of love and kindness and giving and proclaiming who he is and what he stands for? Isn't that the spirit and the meaning and the purpose of Christmas? Just wondering. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's a petition that they're trying to get everybody to sign that I'm refusing to sign. Okay? And the headline says, petition to bring Senator Manchin to the GOP. And the group that's doing this is called StopJoe.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what Stop Joe means. Do you? What does Stop Joe mean? And don't call me and try to explain what it means, ladies and gentlemen, because when I say that I don't know what it means, I know what it means. But let's talk about what it means for a second, because I think the minutia is in the details, if you will. Okay? Join us today, this group says, StopJoe.com. The committee to defeat the president needs your help to defend and promote a legacy from President Trump's America First agenda in 2021. Join the grassroots movement dedicated to stopping Joe. And then they want me to sign up to get emails from them. They got news. They say Biden has lost everywhere, especially abroad. The Biden presidency has been a failure on many fronts. Inflation is skyrocketing, and millions of jobs remain unfilled. Yeah, leading to what they call stagflation 2.0. In news conferences, Biden looks plain lost and confused. If he even decides to show up at all, oftentimes he's late. Long, drawn-out pauses are common. Yet, to no dramatic effect, he slurs his words, rambling about. Okay? And then they go on to talk about Biden's shadow campaign. Chairman of the committee to defeat the president, the guy's name, Senator Ted Harvey, urges the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Secretary of Defense to resign immediately. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to be offensive, but what does that all mean? Let me explain. You've got, in my opinion, this left-right dynamic of deception. That somehow it's a Republican-Democrat battle. The Democrats are evil, the Republicans are good, goes the narrative. Or if you're the opposite side of the coin, the Republicans are evil, the Democrats are good. And it doesn't matter what you do as long as you're in the right party. As long as you're in the right party, it's all good. But see, in my opinion, that's where the left-right paradigm of deception is dishonest and immoral. Because it's not about party. That's right, it's not about party. It's about principle, ladies and gentlemen. It's about fidelity to the supreme law of the land. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about keeping one's oath of office, ladies and gentlemen. It's about the checks and balances that make America great. It's not seeking for power. It's seeking to pull power down. That's the key to the exercise. It's about rejecting kings and putting in place the proper role of limited constitutional government with checks and balances to chain down those who would circumvent our liberties, those who would jettison our freedoms for power and money, right? Okay, so I appreciate they want to stop Joe, but what they want to do is stop Joe and put Trump back in office, and I'm not a guy that wants Trump back in office. Is Trump better than Joe? Yes. Did Trump do a lot of good? Yes. But you know what? Neither of them are moral Christian men. Neither of them are good, honest, wise servants of the Republic. I mean, Joe and Donald are doubling down on forced vaccinations right now. You say, wait a minute, Sam, Donald's not. He doesn't like forced vaccinations. I know, but he still did Operation Warp Speed and still put vaccines on the market that they claim are safe and effective, and we don't have any evidence or proof that they're safe and effective. In fact, we have plenty of proof to the contrary, from the Department of Defense admitting it, all the way to the people that made the vaccines admitting it, all the way to the CDC and the World Health Organization admitting it. You say, what are you talking about, Sam? They say they're safe and effective. They say that out of one side of their mouth, yes. But they also publish the results of their studies, which shows they're not very safe or effective. See? That's the problem. Okay, well, the problem with this Democrat-Republican divide is, again, so we want to stop Joe. Fine. But I want to stop unconstitutional Americans from leading this country. That's called the swamp. And Donald put just as many swamp critters around him as Joe has. In fact, the guy leading the whole COVID fiasco from top to bottom is the same guy that was with Trump and Joe both. You're talking about Tony Fauci. Okay, this guy's a criminal. He should be fired. He should be arrested for lying to Congress. He claimed that they did not do gain-of-function research, and certainly they did. Okay, but again, Trump and Joe both loved Fauci. You say, what, Sam? Donald criticized Fauci. Yeah, but he didn't do anything to get rid of him. Or maybe we wouldn't have him now, right? Okay, that's the problem. And so, you know what? I'm not here to attack Donald. He did a lot of good. But he put a lot of judges in place that may or may not get rid of Roe versus Wade. Biden's put in double the amount of judges in the first year that Trump did. So, you know, this idea that the courts are going to save us, Trump did his best to jettison health care to some degree. But his party, this party we're all trying to, you know, rejected him and didn't do it. So petition to bring Senator Manchin to the GOP, why would you want to do that? Because they want the GOP to be the bigger tent. Because they want Senator to be a Republican. Now the Republicans will have what? One more Senator. But what good is one more Senator going to do? See, it's the Republican factions that betray us. If it's the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender questioning or queer issue, then the log cabin Republicans are the action that, well, they go along because that's what they believe in. If it's we get too many Joe Manchins in the Senate, we'll have a Republican majority, but we'll have a moderate or to some degree a liberal Senate. We think we're gaining ground, but really the swamp continues to take over, right? Let's talk about who Joe Manchin really is in seconds on your radio.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. So they got this petition to put Joe Manchin in the Senate as a Republican. Have him join the GOP. I don't think that's a good idea, ladies and gentlemen. Because we just seem to want a name. We seem to want the majority. We seem to want to make our tent so big that we stand for nothing. Let me give you the proof, ladies and gentlemen. Don't we say that the Republicans are for lower taxes and tax fiscal responsibility and all this stuff, right? Well, the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, rates Congress. So let's talk about Joe Manchin. He gets a D. Okay, he's a Democrat. Just kidding, right? He's a Democrat in the Senate, right? He's from West Virginia. But in 2020, do you know what he got? Do you have any guess, Cameron, what percent Joe Manchin got? 4%, sir. Yeah. And you want this guy to join the GOP? Are you kidding me? What are they thinking? I don't get it. You'll just never get me to understand this. Right? I just don't understand. Why would you want that guy to be part of the GOP? Well, there's literally a petition. You've got literally half the swamp critter Republicans pushing for this. To what avail? I don't know. That's my whole point about, look, it isn't about the Republicans versus the Democrats. It isn't about what party you belong to. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's about, in my humble opinion, it's about us versus the swamp. I appreciate that you think your buddy Joe Manchin is doing a good job. But see, I don't see it that way. I really don't. Do you? All right, how about a congressional scorecard focused on the Constitution, not just on taxes? Well, the Freedom Index from the John Birch Society, the New American, they do it, right? Right? What do you think, Joe Manchin? What do you think he got? What do you think? You know what he got on the Constitution? Any idea? Any guesses, Cameron? Okay, this guy got 28%. And we want this guy? We want this guy in the Senate? Why would we want Joe Manchin to be a Republican senator? What benefit does that have? I don't really understand what benefit that has. Can you think of any benefit that that has for the Republicans, Cameron? I mean, he's just going to be one of these guys that when you vote on a bill, he's going to half the time or more. Well, let's say this. If you want to use the Constitution as your guide, not the party as your guide, he's going to sell you out. What's the opposite of 28%? 62? No, 72? 82, 92, yeah. 72% of the time he's going to jettison the Constitution. He's only going to cheat on you 72% of the time, Cameron says. He's wise. That's right. That's the problem. So I've got two indexes, ladies and gentlemen. One related to taxes. The guy gets 4%. 96% of the time, he's going to vote for more taxes. Right? 72% of the time, he's going to jettison the Constitution. And then we're begging and petitioning for this guy to switch sides from the Democrats to the Republicans. What value does that have? I submit to you that it has none whatsoever, ladies and gentlemen. None. I don't see any value there at all. Joe Manchin's senator, literally, some say he should go to the independents. Well, that makes a whole lot more sense, I might suggest. But the truth is, the guy doesn't vote at all, according to his oath of office. Remember how I said it's not about party? It's about principle, right? Remember this discussion? Right, folks? Think about that. Think about that for a minute, folks. When it comes to voting, the guy literally doesn't understand the Constitution. He votes against it 72% of the time. He's only got a 28 positive rating. When it comes to your taxes, he votes for more taxes and less fiscal responsibility 96% of the time. You don't want this guy in your party. Because then what you're going to do is you're going to say, he's a Republican. We got to make sure he stays in office, right? Isn't that what you're going to tell me next? By golly, he's a Republican. Don't you dare go against him. There. And I'm going, what? And they're like, yeah, Sam, you know, he's a Republican. He's a good guy. He's one of us. He, you know, no, he's not. I don't really believe the Republicans are the answer. I mean, the Republicans get a better score than the Democrats. So he gets a 28% on the Constitution. If he was a Democrat, he might get a 6% or a 19% or something. It could go down. I guess you could always say it could be worse. Some would say, like Kurt Crosby might say, other than that, it's not so bad. Well, I don't know if the 4% on the taxpayer thing's a fluke or if once in a while he gets it right, 4 out of 100 votes. I don't even know, but I want to reject this petition to bring Senator Manchin to the GOP. I don't want any part of this. And I don't think anybody in their right mind should want a part of it. Anyway, enough of that, but I really appreciate the NTU, National Taxpayers Union, and their ability to rate Congress with regards to how well they stand for taxes, right? The New American Freedom Index, a congressional scorecard based on the Constitution, Joe Manchin, 28%. I really appreciate their intel on that. They really go hard in the paint, as some would call it, to get these results. And I really commend them, and I think it's tremendous. All right, I guess there's a video out now that's gone viral that I ought to tell you about before the end of the hour. a video has gone viral. And it's of a Swedish company. And the Swedish company now has a, quote, COVID passport microchip. There's a video out now that's gone viral of a Swedish company that has a COVID passport microchip. It's implanted in your hand. That's right. You want to get one of them with Coco? COVID passport chips implanted in your hand? What do you think of that, Cameron? Let's go ahead and get one of those dudes for Christmas. Yeah, Cameron says he's in. He's ready to go. Not even maybe. This is insanity, ladies and gentlemen. People all over the world are freaking out about this right now. Anyway, crazy stuff. I don't want any part of it, but it brings to life the idea that we've told you for decades that they're trying to implant you with a computer chip. And now, to those who say you're whacked out crazy, it's not happening, okay, go check out the viral video with the vaccine passport discussion, the video of the Swedish company with the implant, and tell me if it's still just nothing but conspiracy theory, okay? Thank you. One last point to prove we're right once again. Ready? COVID may affect fertility by reducing men's sperm counts, new study finds. That's right. The new study is peer-reviewed as well. And the study showed that higher amounts of COVID-19 antibodies in a patient's blood serum correlated to reduced sperm function in males. So let me say this again. A new peer-reviewed study's out. And it says, hey, COVID can mess with your sperm. Okay? It can reduce your sperm count, etc. And when you have antibodies in your blood, it correlated to a reduced sperm function. The antibodies related to a reduced sperm function. You say, Sam, why do you keep hammering on that? You told us that three times. I know, because I want you to understand it. USA Today with this piece. So if you want the source, there it is. But here's the deal. Let me be very clear. If, listen carefully, the greater your antibodies to COVID are in your bloodstream, the less function sperm has. There's a correlation, the new study shows. They told you the vaccines did not cause problems with fertility. And I told you they did. Literally 2 years ago when they were developing the vaccine, they claimed it wouldn't. And now they claim that it doesn't. It's safe and effective, they claim. But here's my question. Does the vaccine increase the antibodies in your blood? They claim that it does, right? That's why it's so safe and effective, they say. Here's the problem. If the COVID increases antibodies in your blood and it directly correlates to less sperm function, then if the vaccine mimics COVID in that it increases these antibodies, then it would what? How dumb am I? It would correlate to a reduced sperm function and might affect your fertility by reducing men's sperm counts and the function, right? A reduced sperm function. So when we tell you that it affects your fertility and they tell you that it doesn't, USA Today and the new study, peer-reviewed, just proves they lied again. And we told you the truth once again. Why? Because this is hard-hitting, truth-telling, Sam Bushman-style talk radio. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Merry Christmas to all of you. I know some of this news isn't very fun for Christmas, but remember, they betrayed us with dishonest money with the Federal Reserve at Christmas time back in 1913, too. So you got to keep an eye on the Liberty Ball, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, Merry Christmas. Follow the Prince of Peace. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.